Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's get to our guest, Blair Ellis with the RNC. Blair, it's great to have you on the show with us today.
Thank you for letting me join you this afternoon.
Absolutely. Well, we're talking a little bit about what Vice President Pence said yesterday regarding the unemployment rate for blacks, Hispanics being the lowest ever recorded. And we also know that the president has a new black voter initiative that he is championing. Can you tell us a little bit about what the president is working on doing?
I would love to. So today, President Trump is in Atlanta, Georgia. He is helping launch the Black Voices for Trump Coalition. The Black Voices for Trump Coalition is a national effort that that we're leaning into to really mobilize and empower Black Americans who support this president, who support the Republican Party. We want to take the message to every community across this country about what Trump has done for the African-American community. 1.2 million new jobs since his election. The Black unemployment rate currently stands at a record low, 5.4%. These are concrete things that we can point to, that this administration can point to, and say, look what I've done to kind of create new opportunities, to get rid of things that stood in the way that prevented upward mobility. And this is just a really great opportunity. This coalition launches a great opportunity to engage with different communities, important communities across this country. And again, just talk about what it is this administration and this party has done to help and to benefit them.
We're speaking with Blair Ellis with the RNC. Last week, or was it last week already, that I was speaking with the DNC, or earlier this week, and they are very emphatic that the economy that is being championed by the president and these unemployment numbers being so great, that this really isn't working for everybody, that there are people being left out in this process, and that ultimately the way the president has maneuvered this economy is just very beneficial for the very wealthy. What's your response to that?
I would say let's take a harder look at some of those statistics and those facts out there, because those numbers aren't lying about how unemployment has hit record lows for almost every demographic across this country. We see the unemployment rate among black women is at a near record low, 4.8%. The unemployment rate among black men is at a steady 5.1%. We've seen incomes for African Americans that have increased by 2.6%. I mean, these are substantive results. Unemployment rate has been at or below 7% for 21 consecutive months for members of the African American community. I mean, those are hard and fast numbers. And so I would say if the Democrats are trying to ignore the truth and the reality of the statistics right in front of them, they're in for a rude awakening come November of 2020, because this economy is on the side of this president and what he's doing to uplift every American.
Regarding the president's Black Voter Initiative, is this something that is unique to President Trump? Is the Republican Party under the leadership of this administration making a more concerted effort to reach out into the demographics where maybe they traditionally wouldn't have done as well?
I think absolutely. I think, you know, the Republican Party has long been building relationships and connecting with people in a myriad of communities, whether it's African Americans or Hispanics or anyone. We have absolutely, though, a champion in President Trump, in that we have substantive, real achievements that he has accomplished. I mean, look at the historic First Step Act that was signed into law. That has widely been hailed as one of the most meaningful criminal justice reform kind of impacts in a generation. It was landmark legislation that really helped improve our prison system and prepare inmates for reentry into communities. These are the types of substantive results that he has helped produce. And whereas I think for prior candidates, it was all but a dream, a pipe dream, so to speak, to be able to do things like that. And this president, somebody that kind of came in and said, look, I understand things aren't normally done as quickly as I want them done, or we don't reach across the aisle, or people prior to me haven't reached across the aisle. But this president came in, shook things up, and said, I'm not going to let the past dictate the future. And just because this isn't something that's gotten done doesn't mean it won't be a priority for us. And by golly, he did it.
Hey, Blair, this is Ryan Wiggins. I'm looking at your new initiative, Black Voices for Trump. This looks like something that, regardless of party, that any presidential candidate would put forth. But are you guys internally seeing that there are numbers, figures that maybe are looking favorable for an initiative like this, or that there's a black voter out there who's maybe not being polled that could show up in 2020?
So we know that there are communities of voters across this country that don't look like what I think that the mainstream media assumes all Trump voters look like. We know that. The numbers don't lie. It's a reason that you continue to see these coalitions being launched. It's a reason that we continue to see such success with the coalitions that are launched in terms of their engagement, their continued involvement. They show up at rallies. They show up to volunteer. They get involved with their state parties. We know, absolutely, based on data and our just general conversations on the ground with voters, we know there's an appetite for this president from people who don't look like a traditional Republican. We've seen those numbers grow in support since 2016, and that's exactly why we're really tapping into these communities of voters and really starting to connect and engage with them on a deeper level.
I want to ask you, I'm reading an article here on Yahoo, and it's regarding Kim Kardashian, and she has worked with the president on prison reform. She's been very active. And here's a quote from her. She said, "That was a big thing where so many people advised me, don't go to the White House. And that didn't make sense to me because I was like, if someone can get out of prison and get their life back versus my reputation of going to the White House, when there is only one person on this planet that can make the decision, and that would be the president. And that was even a question for the media. That was just absolute. That just absolutely didn't make sense to me. I mean, I take a person like Kim Kardashian, who's put aside what people were going to say about her to try to affect some change right. and have a conversation with the president. I don't know that she voted for him or would vote for him again, but mm-hmm. Trump is such a polarizing figure in our country. And it's the people who don't like him, they hate him. And there are, I feel like, very few people left in the middle who might be persuaded to go one way or the other. How does the RNC feel that the electorate looks, the voting American public of people who aren't all in for Trump or have a burning white hot hatred for Trump? Who's out there that they feel like they can make a play to try to persuade them to support this president?
Sure. And I think that's a huge factor and a huge reason that when we talk about our ground game so much at the RNC, we talk about relationship building. We talk about it's this neighbor to neighbor, get to know the person that lives next to you type of model. And that's because we believe that in order to bring anyone into the fold, you have to build a relationship with them. And so when we talk about our ground game and how expansive we are and how big we are, it's because we've had people on the ground in communities since before the 2016 election. We've had staff that have gotten to know their neighbors, that have gotten to know what people look like, what matters to them, what concerns at the forefront of their minds. And over the last couple of years, we've been able to really grow rapport, a relationship with them, bring them into the party to talk about what it is that we believe in and how we can work to fix that one concern they have, or what we can talk about, or how we can help them in a different way that they might not have thought about. But a lot of this, all of this begins with conversations. You can't write someone off, and we at the RNC have never done that. We don't take a single vote for granted, but we don't write any community off just because we think they don't look like what the mainstream media thinks that people should look like when they're a Trump supporter or a Republican. And that for us has been so instrumental in growing support and building people up and in bringing new people into this party.
What about, let me ask you a question about the View interview yesterday with Don Jr. and his book that is out now. One thing was very interesting to me. Whoopi Goldberg wouldn't even say the president's name. So you've got somebody hosting a daytime television show that I assume lots of people watch on a regular basis. And we have people hosting these shows that won't even say the president of the United States' name. I feel as though
right.
it's so polarized that America does need something to bring us back to a place of sanity just for our own mental well-being.
I totally agree. And I think that I thought it was really refreshing, honestly, that, you know, I think both there's kind of a similarity to me in my mind about what Kim Kardashian did and also what we saw yesterday with Don Jr. on The View. It's stepping outside of your comfort zone and maybe going against what people say, don't go on The View or go on The View or don't go to the White House, Kim, or go to the White House, Kim. It's stepping outside of your comfort zone and being willing to have a conversation with people, even people that you think may not align exactly where you are. And I think kudos to Don Jr. for doing that yesterday. I think it's an important way to touch an audience that may not traditionally be involved in politics or that may actually be very apathetic towards politics. But I think that those are the types of conversations and discussions. What Kim Kardashian did, what Don Jr. did, those are the conversations that are going to make headway in this country. That's what's going to bring new people into the fold. And that's how you work through differences and maybe even find middle ground.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that day for sure. Blair Ellis with the RNC. It's always a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much for fitness in your schedule today.
Thank you for having me on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.